Joining me now in studio from Goshen County Economic Development is Mariah. Hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty great.
You're just saying that, right?
Yeah.
You're just saying. I know you are.
It's only Tuesday, but we're making it. We're making it. It's a good Tuesday.
She hurt her back this morning.
Yeah, it's nothing.
She tweaked her back this morning.
I'm feeling my age.
She did one of those little things that I do on occasion. I turned and then I bent and then it went pow, and then there was crying and wailing and gnashing of teeth and tears. But she's all right now.
Yeah.
She's smiling.
Okay. We're okay. We're getting through it.
I just wanted to welcome her to the dark side of life here. You know, you're 30 now. It's just this one long downhill slide.
I know.
Slide.
Nobody has sympathy. They're like, you're fine. I was you're right.
No,
you're right.
There is zero sympathy. I have empathy. I feel for you. I've done this, but I got zero sympathy. Just so we're clear on that.
Well, on a lighter note.
What do you have for us this
week? I have some Valentine's Day events for you.
Okay.
We have some of the local restaurants doing Valentine's Day dinners. Super exciting. The Emporium Restaurant has a 4-course meal for you. If you would like to call for reservations, it's 307-532-3442. And yeah, 4-course meal. You can't get better than that. That's up at the Emporium on February 14th. So check that out. February 16th, the Open Barrel is also having a Valentine's Day dinner, and theirs is prime rib with all the fixings. You get an appetizer, you get a dessert, and you get to listen to music. So that's at the Open Barrel from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., and you can call for reservations. And please make a reservation. It's reservations only for that one. So it's 307-575-5517 for that one. That one's February 16th. And then moving on, we have our own event here at Go Goshen, Brews and Views. So this is a new event we're putting on, and we want people to come down. It's designed for business to business, designed to foster collaboration, exchange ideas, and strengthen relationships among local entrepreneurs and stakeholders. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And casual conversation and professional networking. Our first event is February 22nd at the Old Moose Coffee and Events. Yes, the Old Moose is up and running again. Their grand opening is going to be February 24th, so you guys get to have a sneak peek. February 22nd, we're going to do 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., and you can come in, get some coffee, maybe some little treats, and then you can come network, build relationships with other business owners. We just wanted an event where business owners can come out, business employees, just exchange ideas, strengthen relationships, kind of network. I know we kind of missed that after COVID, so we thought that this would fill the void. So that's February 22nd, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., and that's at the Old Moose Coffee and Events. That's on the corner of East 8th Street. Right next to Print Express.
Okay.
If you guys don't know. And then at evening, February 22nd, the Japanese Hall and History Project, Saving a Legacy, is at the Goshen County Library. And that is guest speaker Diane Mercer. She's going to talk about her passion project, discover the story of Japanese immigrants, their adaptation to life in our region, and Diane's efforts to safeguard their history. So if you would like to learn a little bit about the Japanese culture in Goshen County, super fascinating, really cool history, and Diane's got that for you, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., February 22nd.
All right. That was quick.
Yeah.
Lots of good events coming up. So
I did want to remind everybody, mm-hmm. The Coyote Hunt for the Lingle Volunteer Fire Department is coming up February 23rd to 24th, and you can register at the Fire Hall or the Town Hall in Lingle. So,
okay.
And the Calcutta is February 23rd. Gun raffle, rule meeting, everything February 23rd, and you can check in there. Or the final check-in and chili feed is at the Lingle Fire Hall February 24th at 6 p.m.
So, all right. Did we miss anything?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, I hope your back feels better.
Thank you. If you would like more information about these events, trying to change the subject. If you would like more information about these events, we have gogoshen.com/events. And I put more information on there. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to read you a whole poem on air on the radio. But if you guys would like more information, I try to put more information on gogoshen.com/events. Click on the calendar on the event you're looking for, and you can find more information. You can find contact information if you'd like to ask questions, or you can call us and we'll connect you to the right person. So,
all right. Mariah from Goshen County Economic Development, thank you for coming
in.
Have a good day.
Thanks for the well wishes. Yeah. Appreciate it.
And you bet. You know, just welcoming you to the club. You know, congrats.
I got an oatmeal cookie today, so I like the club.
But she got an oatmeal. Yeah, oatmeal cranberry cookie.
Yeah. So it's a good club to be in. I recommend it.
Club. Well, thanks for coming, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Yeah, see you next week.
Yep, bye.